This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today with our study based upon Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23, of the question, proof of pardon. We have noted already that we could never engage in any activity with any other person and come to unanimity of agreement, or to even know that we have arrived at truth unless we have agreed upon the standard and have agreed upon the right standard. We had pointed out that there is no question of greater importance than the one, have I received pardon from my sins from God Almighty? There are all kinds of false standards which people use as proof of pardon. For instance, I often see signs and I hear statements, I see advertisements on television in which someone says, I have found it. And he then begins to explain his own personal experience. But my friend, subjectivity is not the way to decide whether or not one has found salvation from Jesus Christ. For instance, we find some people saying, I know that I have obtained remission of sins, I have obtained proof of pardon, because of my conscience. I have lived all of my life in good conscience. But the Apostle Paul made clear in the book of Acts when he said, I have lived in all good conscience before God unto this day, and then later referred to himself as the chief of sinners, because he had in all good conscience persecuted Christ by persecuting the church for which Jesus died. You see, one can do in all good conscience what is wrong, simply because he has the wrong information. If one does not know the truth, then he may and he ought to function in good conscience. But if he does not know the truth, then he will not be doing the right thing. Your conscience may urge you to do what is wrong. The only function of our conscience is to urge us to act in harmony with what we believe is right. The conscience does not play the role of telling us what is right. You must use the intellectual part of your inner self to understand the truth. Jesus said in John 8:32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You can know the truth only by the studying of the Word of God. We are taught in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The truth, the Scriptures, the Bible, is God's revelation to man. It is the instrument by which we can be saved. Of course, we are saved by the grace of God, but we are not saved only by the grace of God. For if that were the case, everyone would be saved. Notice the words of Paul in Titus chapter 2, verse 11. For the grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation unto all men. You see, the grace of God is offered to everybody. But there is a conditional response required of man. We must believe in, we must find out that truth. We must believe in God and submit ourselves to His truth in obedience. So while it is necessary to live in good conscience, it is not sufficient to live in good conscience. And if one goes on the television and says that he has received Jesus as his personal Savior, this does not guarantee to those listening that he has done so. The only way you can know, the only way anyone can know that he has received remission of sins from God is that he knows what the truth of the Bible is and knows that he himself has done that. Now, friends, that ought not to be difficult for us to understand. Subjectivity, just going by feelings or personal religious experiences, is not and cannot be a substitute for religious truth. There is no way in this world you can know that you have been saved other than by knowing what the Bible teaches and knowing that you have done what the Bible teaches. Remember a man who was violently persecuting the church, doing what was wrong, believing what was wrong, was living in all good conscience the very moment he was doing it. And so I plead with you to turn to the Scriptures and learn the truth and obey what you find upon its pages. Be with us next time as we continue this important study of proof of pardon.